Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, John Chinesky. Coming up, we're going to talk to Mo Willens about all things Big Bird. But first, let's welcome our next two contestants. Say hello to Cynthia Sow and Lou Brothers. So this next round is called What's Your Number? And here's my question to you, Lou, Cynthia. You're both smart, I can tell. You got good names, solid names. But if you had to replace your name with a number that you would be called for the rest of your life, it could be a small number, a large number, this would just be your new name, this number. What number or numbers would you choose, Lou?
462.
462. And what's behind that?
It rhymes with my real name.
Yeah, right. I understand. You are the kind of person in the apocalypse that wants to be reminded of your human past.
That's it.
Got it. Cynthia, how about you?
It has to be pi.
Pi!
Ooh. Infinite. Never ending.
Yep. Perfect.
Yeah. In every way.
Well done. You guys answered that question correctly, both of you. This game is about people who have numbers in their names. We don't mean actual numerals. We mean that one of the syllables in their name sounds like a number. So we'll give you clues describing one of these people or characters, and you have to give me the name. And in honor of our VIP's work on Sesame Street, you have to answer in the manner of the Muppet Count Von Count. For an example and a performance example, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
If I said this grizzled actor won an Oscar for Marty in 1955 and was the original voice of Mermaid Man on SpongeBob SquarePants, you'd say, Ernest Borgnine! Ah!
Well done. Well done, John.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you.
So you get it, right? Terrible pun plus Muppet voice equals radio comedy gold. And probably a Peabody. Fingers crossed. All right, here we go. The number in this actor's name is not one, even though he played Han Solo. Who played Han Solo? Cynthia.
Harrison Ford.
That is correct.
Good job, Pi. This singer is known for huge hits, such as You Are the Sunshine of My Life and Superstition. Cynthia.
Stevie Wonder!
Yeah! I feel like the count lives within you, Cynthia. It's good.
In 1953, Edmund Hillary and this Nepalese Sherpa just now realizing this question is a bad idea. Became the first men to climb to the top of Mount Everest. Oh, Lou.
Yeah. Tenzing Norgay.
Yeah. Well done.
That's your wheelhouse, huh?
This is the information I know.
That's great. That is good information.
This is your last question. In 2012, a 3D likeness of this deceased rapper performed at Coachella with Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre. Lou.
Was it Tupac Shakur?
It sure was. John Chinesky, how do our contestants do?
We have a tie again.
Yay! Oh my.
And here's your tiebreaker. This English novelist wrote Pride and Prejudice.
Jane Austen.
Very good, Cynthia. That's correct. And 3.1415, you are our winner and move on to our Ask Me One More final round. Way to go.